Good morning, everyone. First of all, it's so nice to see so many families with children here today. That's fabulous. And just relax, you know, if you're a parent, just relax and enjoy the service today. As we said, we're doing about David and Goliath, right? Now, today I'm going to tell you this story, which is a battle between good and evil, right? And today, you know, every one of us here at times has our own battles, you know. Every day there's something that would happen. Sometimes it's maybe more difficult than others, but we all have battles to face, don't we? Well, the story today, this little boy faced an extraordinary battle. And we need some help, right? Who would like to volunteer? We have a couple of volunteers here. We need a Goliath, first of all. So let's see. Stand up, anyone who's tall. Michael, wonderful, thank you. And we need someone who could be David. Someone who's small, right? Are you coming up? Right? Have we got a bit of chai there? Okay, right, let's have Goliath, and you can be David, right? Now, stand up here. Don't run away. Now, what we're going to do is we need to have a little bit of dressing up, right? Who knows what was David's occupation? What did David do? I mean, know what David did? Shepherd, exactly, right. So imagine it's like Christmas, all right? You remember the shepherds? No. What did they wear? Shepherds always wore tea towels. I don't know how on earth we know that, but they wore tea towels. And they always tied their tea towels with a tie, right? So, and you know what always happens? These things always slip off, but never mind, we'll keep going. All right, so have you ever done a shepherd in school or anything?
No,
first time, wow, that's brilliant. So here we have David the shepherd. All right, now, just come on over here, David. All right, now we're going to tell you what to do. Just all you have to do is, I'll show you what to do, and then you can follow. You can do it. We're going to tell a story, and you'll join it. Now, we also have Goliath. Now, what was Goliath's job? Who knows what Goliath's job was? By the way, can you take your shoes off? Thank you. Goliath was a warrior, right? And Goliath wore a bronze helmet. Goliath was really big. And Goliath also wore armor. Hold on, that goes to the front. All right, so here we have Goliath the warrior, right? He also carried a mighty sword and a javelin. All right, so Goliath, you can stand over there a wee bit. All right, bit further, right? So, we have David and we have Goliath, right? Now, we're all going to do the Bible story, right, together. This is an act of reading. No, we'll have to practice this, okay? So, whenever the story says the word Goliath, we all have to go, boos, right? So, let's have a practice. So, here is Goliath, boos. Goliath, your javelin's upside down. Then we have, whenever King Saul is mentioned, we want you to go, Your Majesty, right? So, for example, King Saul was...
Your
Majesty. Bit slow. For example, King Saul was...
Your Majesty.
That's good. Then we have David, right? And whenever we hear the word David, we're going to go, David, right? So... we have the young shepherd boy,
David.
Right? Now, as we know, they had a fight, right? So whenever we hear the word fight, we want to see the fists and all going up, right? And we'll have the music, right? Now, upstairs, the AV team have a really difficult job today because they're listening for whenever we say fight, and we go, and they go... And they go, there we go. Now, they did say to me, whenever they hit the buttons, about 2 or 3 seconds, so that explains that, all right? Then, we also have the word frightened. And whenever we hear about someone being frightened, we want to go bite your nails and pretend to be frightened and go, ah! All right? So, is anyone here frightened? Bite your nails and go, ah. That's it. Okay. Now, we're all set for the story, right? King Saul, your majesty, and the Israelites were in a battle with a group of people called the Philistines. David, he's a Philistine, okay? King Saul, your majesty, was a tall man. Goliath, was the Philistine champion. And he was a giant, 9 foot tall. He wore a large bronze helmet for his large head. And he carried a javelin the right way up and had a very sharp sword. Every 40 days, Goliath would come out from the side of the mountain, stand at the top of the valley, and would challenge people and the Israelites. He asked for one brave person to come and fight. Jesus, love this. This is great, isn't it? Yes, he challenged them to fight. To fight him in single-handed combat. Do you know what they did? Instead of the whole armies fighting, they chose a champion on each side. All right? So he said, come out. He said, come out and challenge you. All right? So God's people were frightened. They saw how strong and tough Goliath was, and there was no one to fight him. You know, there's a bunch up here who love this, and one or two really down there who love it as well. They were frightened that he would win. One day, Jesse asked his youngest and smallest son, David, to go to the battlefield to take food for his brothers who were in the army. And while he was talking to his brothers, Goliath, came out and shouted a threat to the army. He said, I defy the armies of Israel. Send a man who will... This is unrehearsed. This is great. Send a man... Send a man... Oh, great. Send a man. Who will fight me? David heard that Goliath this, and he was surprised that God's people, the Israelites, would let Goliath speak to them like this. You're surprised, aren't you? News got back to King Saul, your majesty, that David was interested in fighting Goliath. You guys are quick. Goliath, he sent for him. King Saul sent for him and said, But you are only a boy. You're only a boy. And this man is a giant with a giant head. And he's been a soldier for years. David, David, his eldest brother, Eliab, heard this and scolded him and told him to go home.
Go home.
But David told King Saul, "Your Majesty, how God helped him when he looked after his father's sheep. The Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and the bear will save me from the Philistines," he said. King Saul, "Your Majesty," said to David, "Go and the Lord be with you." Then King Saul, "Your Majesty," dressed David, in his own armor. I've got some armor for you, right? Now, here we go. These are armored shoes. Put those on. And we have a very heavy shield. It's very, very heavy. It's really heavy. Okay. Very heavy shield. But the shield was really heavy. The shield was so heavy that David decided, "I'm not taking this," and cast it aside. Yay. And took off the shoes. He said he'd go barefoot. But what he did do was he got his bag. And he went to the stream and picked up 5 smooth stones and put them in his bag. That's it. Good man. 2, 3, 4, 5. He picked up his sling. And with his sling, he went up the hill to where the enormous Philistine stood. Goliath, hiss, was astonished to see David, and laughed and shouted rudely at him.
Rudely at him.
But David said, "You come against me with sword."
You come against me with sword.
With spear and javelin.
With spear and javelin.
But I come against you.
But I come against you.
In the name of the Lord Almighty.
In the name of the Lord Almighty.
Yes. Well done. Then David put his hand into his bag. He took one of the stones and he put it into his sling. He whirled it around and he flung the stone at David.
Hold on a sec. Wait. Go.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Try again.
Yeah. Oh! The second time he threw the stone, it went into slow motion. And it smacked Goliath, bang, straight in the head, who died a slow and dramatic death. It hit him right between the eyes where there was no armor. And using Goliath's, his own sword, David, went over and cut off his head. The Philistines were very frightened and they all ran away from the Israelites. God had come and rescued his people thanks to David, who the shepherd boy who had dared trust God and won the fight. Thank you so much to our volunteers. That was wonderful. Isn't it amazing what people can do completely unrehearsed? Hello? Who's that? Who's that you've got? Who is it? Plato. It's Pluto. Right. You have a seat. Sit down there on the step. Right. In this story, we heard that the armor that protected Goliath did not work. Right. We also heard that the armor that David put on was really, really heavy. That armor made of bronze, the big shoes were too big and too heavy. Right. But what protected David? It was the Lord and spiritual armor that protected David. And we mentioned at the beginning, we often face daily battles. Sometimes small ones, sometimes big ones. But we can face daily battles. And what does the Bible tell us to do? Well, Paul writes in Ephesians and he says, put on the full armor of God. And what are those things? Well, let's list them just quickly. One, the helmet of salvation. You know, we need to be saved. We need to trust Christ for our salvation and put that on first. Two, the belt of truth. Knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Understanding what he did for us and that brings us eternal life. Three, the breastplate of righteousness. Always doing the right thing. Protecting our hearts and our emotions from temptation. Four, the sandals of peace. It's not these big shoes. It's sandals of peace by bringing God's peace to every situation we might be in. Whenever other people blow up, perhaps God is calling us to bring his peace. Fifth, the shield of faith. Knowing that in every battle, we can trust the Lord, that he is our shield to protect us. Sixth, the sword of the Spirit. Knowing God's word. Knowing how to use his word. Knowing memory verses that help in those everyday difficult situations. God's word can help us if we know it. And then lastly, surrounding everything in prayer, Paul tells us. That will help us with our daily fight. The music is good, but the Lord is the one who really helps us. Surrounding ourselves with prayer, praying through situations and praying for the armor of God every day. So, children, over the next few weeks, you're going to learn more about the armor of God and more about how we can put on that spiritual armor like David did to help us every single day. From now on, all of us remember that in difficult situations, the Lord is there. He will help us if we trust in him. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, we thank you for these wonderful stories. We thank you for people like David who trusted in you and defeated in that battle the enemy that came to him. And Lord, help us to trust in you, to help us with our everyday battles. In your name we pray. Amen.